This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Ben Standing with us every Friday. He's joining us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Ben, of course, can be followed on X on Twitter at Ben Standing. He's got a podcast, Last Man Standing, that's excellent, and he writes for The Athletic, which you should subscribe to. I do, and I read Ben every time he writes. He did his kind of overall midseason predictions. We'll get to some of those in a moment, but we've talked about the trade already. We had you on the day after the Lattimore trade. What are you hearing with respect to when he'll be able to play?
Yeah, well, we'll find out officially probably later today when Dan Quinn talks, or at least get a better sense. I mean, the fact that he missed last week with the Saints with a hamstring injury, the fact that Washington's game next week is on a Thursday, so there's not much recovery time for anybody in between Steelers game and the Eagles. I mean, and it doesn't seem like he's out there today. I'm making my way to Ashburn. I'm not. So if he's not there today, I mean, I would imagine next week is the target. And, you know, frankly, you know, we're getting to this interesting point of, yeah, all these games matter, but the conference games matter a bit more. And the division games, you know, maybe a bit more than that. So the game next week is more realistically more important than this one. So getting him ready for that. And then, again, he's only just got here, doesn't know the plays, you know, couldn't conceivably know them as well as he would in another few days. So I'm going to guess he doesn't play, but, you know, we'll find out later today, most likely.
What are you guessing on how he'll play, how he will be played when he is ready to play?
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to make this kind of a move, you know, you're looking at somebody who can take on the better receivers, you know, one-on-one, you know, so whether that's coming up, you know, they got two games against A.J. Brown, two games against CeeDee Lamb, things like that. You know, he's the one who I imagine will be, you know, tasked with dealing with them. Now, we don't know quite yet if he's going to be, excuse me, follow those guys around, or he's going to be more of a one side of the field, but Dan Quinn seemed to suggest that while the Saints were using Lattimore kind of on one side of the field, that he would be more versatile here. So I think, you know, I think that's the real, I think that's how I'm looking at him. I think the question is what happens with everything else, right? Because, okay, so.
Yeah, that's really what I wanted to get your thoughts on.
Yeah, right. I mean, so if we assume that St. Juice is one outside corner and Sanders still is more of that slot guy, you know, I think the question is, you know, ironically, what does this mean for the run defense? Is my biggest wonder, because that's where they've had the biggest issues. Does this allow them to have another player maybe pinch up towards the line? Can you use Jeremy Chinn or Percy Butler, you know, more towards the line than you've had to, because you've had to cover up some holes on the back end? You know, now you can have St. Juice with some, you know, one of the safeties over the top, and knowing you only have to deal with one guy on the other side. So So I think that is where I'm really fascinated to see where this goes. Plus, just in general, right? I mean, you just went from, you know, Sanders still, the better version of Sanders still is probably going to be the one that's playing in the slot. The better version of St. Juice is probably going to be the one not having to take on the top receivers in the league, you know, most weeks. So just by definition, like, they should be better at not just one spot, but three spots once they sort of sort it all through. So I think that, to me, is what's going to be most interesting, is how does this mean for Sanders, for St. Juste individually, and then what does this do for the run defense? Because you got to figure out a way to slow teams down, and that way they haven't done that all year, and maybe this, to some degree, does help that.
What about Brian Robinson Jr. Sunday? Yes or no?
I mean, I don't know. They didn't know until 90 minutes before the last game. He's been limited
all
week.
So is that what you're expecting again?
I mean, it seems like we're heading in that direction. I'd be surprised if Dan Quinn comes out today and says, yeah, he's good to go. Look, clearly, you know, they all want to play, but when Brian Robinson says he wants to play, I really believe it. You know, he's got that mentality. You know, you got to have a crazy mentality to some degree to run the way he does. So surely he wants to be out there. But, yeah, you know, he said earlier this week, look, I'm preparing to play, but if it's not feeling good, you know, I'm not going to force it. So I think it's just another game time decision, again, depending on what Dan Quinn has to tell us today. But you haven't put in a full practice the whole week after not doing it last week. I can't sit here and say you're definitely playing.
What else injury-wise? I mean, I saw Austin Seibert's name pop up on the injury report yesterday. So anything else to be concerned with?
I mean, as far as we know, they haven't brought in any other kicker, so I'm assuming that's not that big of a deal. Cleveland Farrell was a DNP yesterday. We've seen this kind of all year. He's kind of been on and off the injury report. Sometimes he's played, sometimes he doesn't, so we'll just have to watch that. I'm assuming Cornelius Lucas is out, but again, we'll see what they tell us. But at least Brandon Coleman, you know, did some good work last week. So other than from a depth perspective, that's not a huge deal. But look, I mean, you know, this is how it goes, right? Injuries, the more games you play, the more the injuries crop up. And you know, you can even tell, like, their schedule. Thursday is the day they seem to go more full bore, but Wednesday is turned into a lighter practice, and Friday is, you know, they're, from our perspective as the reporters, like, they're barely out there for like an hour on a Friday. So they're starting to take into account that these guys are getting beat up, and you got to obviously work on the plan and the game and all that. But physically, they're you know, starting to taper off, because, you know, it's that time of year when you start, you know, the aches and pains are starting to accumulate.
All right, we're talking to Ben Standing. We'll go to, you know, some of your midseason predictions here in a moment, but your thoughts on the matchup Sunday? How do they beat Pittsburgh, and what's your prediction?
Yeah, you know, I think, we've all been kind of looking for the bar. Is this the game that's going to really reveal where this team is at, meaning Washington? I don't know that this is the answer, but I think if they were to win this game, I think it's pretty clear, right? It would be their biggest win of the year, or their most impressive win over an opponent that, you know, is pretty good. Only the Ravens, we probably would say, you know, match what we've seen from the Steelers so far. You know, the thing that's been one of the most impressive things about Washington to me this year, you know, beyond the obvious Jaden Daniels, is that they just have played with consistent energy and effort kind of all year. That, you know, even the Ravens game they lost, it's not like, I mean, the Ravens are just good. They didn't come out and, you know, stink up the joint. Not turning the ball over often is helpful for there. But they're bringing a lot of effort. So if the other team doesn't or screws up, Washington has been right there to pounce. This is where I feel like the Steelers have been, you know, one of the top programs to emulate over the years, is because it seems like that's what their MO is. They always seem to show up, right? You know, you may beat them. Maybe they're not as talented, or they've had quarterback issues or whatever, but they're going to show up. And that's what I think is interesting about this game, is that, you know, Washington should meet its, they're somewhat doppelganger in this regard. And this is also, I think, a program that it makes sense to try to emulate because of how they are consistently solid. You know, maybe they don't contend every year, but what, Mike Tomlin has never had a record on. That says something. So I just think this is going to be a game where their energy level they're going to have to not only match Pittsburgh, but this is where now you have to show what else do you have. I think the run defense is going to be potentially an issue, but Pittsburgh's run game isn't, like, super talented. Pittsburgh can be run on a little bit. And, look, if Lattimore doesn't play, then Russell Wilson's ability to throw the ball deep, he's as good as, you know, when he's right, healthy, as good as anybody. And they've got George Pickens, you know, they just added Mike Williams. I think that could be a huge test for this defense if Lattimore is not out there.
I just think it's funny that you basically said that, you know, these two teams are doppelgangers for each other. They're twins.
Only in terms of energy this year. Yeah, for sure.
I agree. I think one of the most impressive, like, if they weren't 7-2, but let's just say 5-4, let's just say they lost the Chicago game and they lost one of the two Giant games, there still would have been a recognition, I think, by most people paying attention, that this team plays with real energy, enthusiasm. There's definitely, and that's what Quinn promised during the offseason. He didn't promise 7-2. You know, he promised kind of recalibration, but he said, the one thing you're going to be able to say watching us is that we play fast, we play physical, we play hard, we play with, you know, big time energy, enthusiasm, you know, high motor, all of that stuff. And, you know, as bad as they've been on defense against the run, I don't think it's been because they haven't been playing hard or they haven't tackled well. It's a lot of other things that are involved. So we'll see what happens Sunday. So what are you predicting?
Well, let me broaden this out. So you mentioned my story with the second half predictions. You know, I felt obligated to have to say, okay, what's their record going to be? And I didn't lay out necessarily game by game what I thought, but in looking at it, I'm like, all right, well, you know, they can beat the Titans, they can beat the Saints, you know, split with the Eagles seems a reasonable view. Dallas, I mean, they might be able to take both, especially with the Week 18 game. It may not mean anything for either team, but Dallas may be playing out the string and, you know, no Dak Prescott for a little bit, all these things. But then I'm like, okay, well, I can't say they're going to win every game, right? I'm not saying they're going to go 8-0, and that leads to then what's left. Then the two games left are Atlanta and Pittsburgh. Look, I am not questioning Washington at this point. It's just, you know, Pittsburgh is a team that's been there, done that. This is not new for them. This is new for Washington. So, and please don't yell at me, people, I'm going like 17-16 Pittsburgh. It's not questioning where Washington's at, but I don't assume that Lattimore will play this week. And, you know, T.J. Watt is an absolute, you know, record. Washington's offensive line has done very well. You know, last week they played arguably the current reigning or leader for the defensive player of the year, right, in Dexter Lawrence. And for the second time this year, he individually did not do much on this team. They held Myles Garrett to zero stats a few weeks ago. So definitely not saying that T.J. Watt's going to dominate. But, you know, the energy level is going to match here, I think, with these two teams. And then it comes down to execution and talent. And, you know, I just wonder if Washington, some of their holes, particularly on defense, get exposed just enough by Pittsburgh. Also, look, Washington, you know, their biggest weakness, I would say, with offense right now is the red zone. I mean, Austin Seibert has been very busy. He's been very good for my fantasy team, but that's because he keeps kicking 3-4 field goals a game. So, you know, they've got to get stronger in the red zone, and this may be not the week for that to happen.
Yeah, the good news is Pittsburgh is even worse. They're 30th in red zone offense, Washington 26th. So Chris Boswell and Austin Seibert might be busy on Sunday. We'll see. All right, you had some midseason predictions. I want people to read your story at The Athletic. You know, you gave a lot of reasons for why you think Terry McLaurin will be in the Pro Bowl. Of the others, before we get to your final record prediction and whether or not they'll win the NFC East, what of your predictions did you feel the most confident in?
Kevin, you've met me before. I don't feel confident in any of these predictions.
Come on. You're right about a lot of things. Start, you know, I'm not telling you to get chesty, but you should have more self-confidence.
Tell that to my therapist. All right. No, I don't even have one anymore. I've graduated. All right. I guess what I would say is, like, you know, I think we've discussed some of these to agree. Just to go to the McLaurin thing, because that's the one I think I found the most interesting, and it was the one I led with. You know, he's obviously only made one Pro Bowl since he's been here, and there's a difference between being a Pro Bowl caliber player and getting selected for the Pro Bowl. And obviously, winning the team's success counts for a lot. And JD sure. Daniels is the talk of the league. Every time he throws one of these crazy passes, McLaurin is often on the back end. And right now, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but where Terry is at right now at receptions, yards, and touchdowns going into this week, the only player in the NFL who matched across all three was Ja'Marr Chase, and that was before he went nuts last night. So when you look at the stats, and teams recognize that he is, you know, that the Commanders' offense is where it is, I think this is the year Terry gets back in. There's a lot of other excellent options: Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Malik Nabers. You know, there's lots of guys.
Yeah.
But I just think that Terry, this is a year where his, like, part of it, I think, also Terry's issue from a public perspective is, even though he's very fast and athletic, he's not a world beater relative to the other crazy athletes at that spot. But this year, the recognition he's getting with Jade and everything else, and the numbers, I think, puts him over the top. So it's a crowded field, but, you know, at this pace, he needs one more touchdown to match his season high for any, you know, back as a rookie.
Right.
So he might get 10 this year, and that's, you know, I just think it's a crowded position, but I think this is the year he breaks through.
I like that one. So one, there was one other one that you had that I'm going to share with everybody. That you had 7 or 8 of them, but I want you to talk about this because I have a follow up question. One of your predictions is that Emmanuel Forbes will be inactive for the remaining games. And so, obviously, that, you know, assumes health with the corners that they have. But so it's not that out there of a prediction based on just recent, you know, snap counts and not playing at all last weekend. But what makes you think that they are that down on him now? And I'm curious as to whether or not you think he was offered up as part of the deal for Lattimore and maybe New Orleans didn't want him.
Well, I know he was made available for at the trade deadline. I heard this from 2 or 3 different teams, maybe 4 teams. But, you know, if you're trading for him, you're taking on the last 2 years of this year plus the last 2 years of his rookie contract. So it's not a ton of money, but now all of a sudden it's decent enough money for a guy that is, at best, you could say, a project right now. Here, I just think that prior to the Lattimore trade, they basically only have the 5 cornerbacks, right, on the team, including Michael Davis. So, you know, you're probably going to have them all up to a degree, but he doesn't play special teams. So now he's really out of the rotation. Now you need, like, 2 injuries for him to get out there. And Michael Davis does play special teams. So between the 2 of them, Davis is the only one that's going to be actually playing. So that's why Forbes, I'm saying, would be inactive. And I don't necessarily know that it means that they've fallen out of more favor with him than they have for some time. He was a healthy scratch back in week 6. They explained it as a game plan situation, but you know, let's be realistic. If they thought he could help, he'd be on the field. So, yeah, I mean, I just think, and I think it's ultimately they're just going to have to wait till the offseason, see where they can get out of him. I'm sure they still hope they can find some growth and improvement, but right now, just as the Lattimore trade shows, there's more focus now on what's happening today. And today, Forbes is simply not a factor in any way.
All right. Last one, their record, which you predicted, and whether or not they win the NFC East.
Yeah. So, like I said before, with the record, I mean, you know, if we play this game, you know, Titans and Saints are no good. You know, it's realistic to think they, you know, the Eagles, you know, just split there. You know, typically Dallas, you would say probably a split, but Dallas has their own issues with the Dak injury. I'm going to say they lose both. So, you know, all that gets you to 5 wins of the last 8, losing to Philly. And, you know, like I said, I'm not saying that they're going to, like, flat out lose to Pittsburgh or Atlanta, but, like, you know, I don't see them winning all 8
So that gets you to 12 wins, which is in and of itself crazy because they haven't had 11 wins in any year since 1991. What is it set? Every team in the league has gotten 11 wins at least twice in that span, and these guys haven't done it once. So, but we're here, right? It's 7-2. It's not like we're saying this back in week one. It's here, and, you know, as long as, you know, injuries aside, and as long as they keep up this energy and effort that they've been displaying, I don't know why they can't get there.
Yeah, I mean, 5-3 over the final eight seems pretty reasonable based on what we've watched over the first nine. They'll be right now, they would be favored based on, you know, how the teams stand right now. They'd be favored in seven of the final eight games. Also something to keep in mind.
And in terms of the division, I mean, look, they could go 5-3 somehow but lose both to Philly, right? And, you know, if either of those teams sweep the series, that's who's going to win the division, you would assume.
Yep.
The first one is obviously in Philly, and we'll have to see how this goes. So, you know, look, Philly's obviously been playing better. They've won four in a row. You know, they probably have more overt talent than on the roster than Washington, but they've also had much more, you know, drama going on there. If they have a loss, you know, people will start questioning again if Sirianni's going to lose his job, things like that. So they've got a lot more drama, but they're a talented team. And, yeah, ultimately I think who sweeps or how that breaks down will determine who's going to win the division. But I'm saying Washington for now, but if Philly sweeps, then obviously that's going to be a lot more complicated.
All right. Great job. Appreciate it. I will talk to you later.
Awesome, man. See you. Have a good weekend.
Ben Standing, everybody. The last time Washington started 8-2, talk about that coming up. We'll go around the NFL. My smell test coming up this hour. Also, Denton and I will make predictions on what happens Sunday. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com